Blog Talk Radio.
Come in. We set this particular occasion for the youth and the children. You know it was about the children, and we always set time aside for our youth and our children. This is African American History Month, and you have your Omiika 7 live coming to you at you. And to all of you youth out there, I want you to line your phones with these digits 646-478-0270. Lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. If you have your poetry or if you want to do some stand-up oratory, this is the time to come in. If you have issues that you want to talk about for Black History Month, there's an open line now for you. And our chat rooms are also going to be open so you can come in and chat about it. We want the youth to come in because we know we can't fix anything unless we include our youth in the scenario. So everything I've been doing this year, I've been including the youth in there. Now, you old heads, it's time to pass the baton. What did I say? It's time to pass the baton because our youth are the ones that's going to get it done, ladies and gentlemen. And as we was talking this Sunday, we were talking about breaking some curses. So we're going to start by breaking some curses of our elders not passing on that baton. We were talking a little bit about the curses that come upon us and how we can intervene to break those curses. Now, I noticed that I was checking around in some of the other rooms, and there were some people that had topics like the curse of slavery. And I can remember young people did not want to hear about slavery. It was a curse for them. And they truly cursed that thing. And because they cursed it, ladies and gentlemen, slavery didn't exist for them. They blotted it out of their mind. And they went on as if they've always had their freedom. But what does the Sankofa bird tell us? We must always look over our shoulder in order to see our past, in order to make preservation for our future. There is no present here and now. It's only the future. But young people, I want you to know, you have to look at your past in order to know where you're going so that you don't repeat the mistakes of your past. So I want you to understand, it's all right that our ancestors have been in slavery. Don't blot it out your mind. Don't act like it psychologically never happened. Then you will be expressing some disharmonies, and you will need treatment. So we've got to address those things. So what were some of the curses that our families had to live with that our children are ashamed of? What are the curses that we should know? And I talk about all the time in this room. And that one curse is that because our ancestors refused to worship God, that Oludulamire saw fit to curse their children. Yes, and I've talked about this before. The hunchback, the cripple, and the albino were cursed because their families and their parents refuse to worship them. Now, we don't want to repeat a cycle or a sequel. We want to make sure we stop the curse so that if our ancestors now start to worship, then maybe the children that are going to come to their loins will not be cursed because of lack of worshiping our ancestors. And we're going to do a pretty darn job of showing them how to do it today, youth. So I want you to come in, youth, the young people, all of the young people that are capable and able. Come in as we send the signatures off on the water. And I want you to participate in this ritual with me as we break the curses of our forefathers who have not passed down the lineage of worshiping and acknowledging our Lord and Savior, and acknowledging God in spirit and in truth, and dance and in praise. It's important for our young people to see how we carry on about the love we have for God, because it will exemplify a role model for them to carry out. How will they know how to worship parents unless you demonstrate that? So why don't you get with me today as we get ready to talk about how we can set the example for our young people and showing them how to break that curse so we won't carry that curse over into the new millennium. We can do it with the power of faith. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We can do it with the power of faith, and we're going to do it with the power of faith. And you know what? I have a tendency to believe that our youth have the answer. I know they have the answer. That's why I keep calling on
every
you.
Day,
the power of faith that's within me.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night.
Of our hour, and that is to go over and petition our ancestors. You are now standing on holy ground as we walk over to the talking cure room. Why don't you take your shoes off? Why don't you hollow that space out in your home? that is sanctified, set aside. As you go and get permission from your ancestors to speak, as well as go over and make sure that you purify yourself. And young people, I want you to be a part of this because I'm in a teaching mode and this is all about you being passed the torch. We must purify ourselves so that we will not contaminate the area from the daily cares of our daily life and bringing all of the frustrations with us to this area. And we're asking that we will sanctify ourselves and cleanse ourselves as we perform the libation on ourselves and cleansing ourselves from our hands up to our elbow. And you do likewise as I pour this water to atone myself so that I am fit, whereas the difference will be made up for my inadequacy. So when I stand before the throne of grace, even though I'm inadequate and as filthy as rags, God can intercede on my behalf to cover that percentage that I cannot meet. And as I begin to atone myself, I pour the water, cleanse myself. Purification, we usually put water on our face and our hands so that our hands are clean. The purification is complete. And young students, be sure to ask for permission because you need to ask the elders who has initiated you, who has trained you, whose tutelage did you sit up under, where did your knowledge come from? Just know.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
Difficulty, but that's all in line now. Thank you so much, Blog Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, as you are standing to your feet, we were getting purified, and these are the things that you do, young people, in order to do the libation. And I want you to know how to do this so you can pass this ritual on to your family members. Now that I'm purified, the question I asked was, who has initiated me? And I look to my right, and I see if an elder is there that knows about my past, that knows who has initiated me. Now, it's important that you should have someone that initiates you, that gives you training and tools, and gives you the right to stand before people to give direction and guidance, meaning that you have an elder who has trained you. And as I look to my left, I know that the elders know that there was a chief Metahochi who initiated me and gave me the ability to speak. So now that I can get the nod from my elders, they give me permission to go ahead with the ritual. And as I began to pour libation for Oladulamare, I acknowledge Oladulamare and Akamare, the god of the African race, and we acknowledge them by saying Ashe. And to Oromola, who is the African Lord and Savior, the representation of Jesus, we acknowledge Oromola, who also sat at the right hand of God, and we say Ashe. I pour libations for my mother's spirit, Yamanja, and my father's spirit, Obatala, and I say Ashe to Obatala. I pour libations and send signatures out on the water for my mother's spirit, Yamanja, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, that she may have light to light her way and nourishment from the fluid that I have poured for her. I light a candle for my father's spirit, that he may see his way through the middle passage and come through the tunnel with ease. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe, and send signatures out on the water, and ask that those fine ancestors will come and be a part. And calling on our heroes and sheroes, I'd like to call on the one, Dr. Carruthers, who built the Comedic Institute in Chicago. May it reign forever. Ashe. Dr. John Henry Cott, the scholar and the historian. I say Ashe. Marcus, the Honorable Mosaic Marcus Garvey, I say Ashe, who created the Garveyite movement, and we say Ashe. Madam C.J. Walker, who created the hair processing of the relaxing and straightening of hair, we say Ashe. Harriet Tubman, better known as Moses, the Totem Pistol Sister, we say Ashe. Zora Neale Hurston, one of the first priestesses who acknowledged her studies and written work, Ashe. Nina Simone, who was one of the first abolitionists who stood up for the rights and causes of the African race and who had to part and leave this particular universe and go to the other side of the world to live. We say Ashe, Nina. We call on Honorable Martin Luther King Jr., and we say Ashe. And Sweet Coretta, Ashe. Joe Lewis, Ashe. Lady Day, Billie Holiday, Ashe. And as we call those ancestors, we stand on their shoulders, and we ask that we may be able to reconnect them back to the greater circle, and that they may institute the whole initiative of bringing the family back together. We know that they are made from atoms, and they are nothing but energy and frequency. They could never leave us if they want to. And now that Whitney Houston is a part of the great circle, we invite Whitney to be a part of this circle and to bring her sweetest, goodest song and sing. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to call our ancestors during Black History Month, knowing that there are many, many more that we have not forgotten. But for the time's sake, we call those ancestors from the lagoon who are still stuck in the middle passage. Those are those who are over in the Red Sea or the Pacific Ocean and can't get to us. We call those unborn babies who are still yet ready to come down the loins. We call them into protective safety, and we ask them to enter into the circle of life as we reconnect the circle of life. and calling our ancestors back. Now, don't forget, young ones, to call your immediate family back, Tommy Pete Harvey, and calling Essie Lee Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, George Sam Lilly, and calling back Michael Harvey, Michelle Harvey, and calling back Tommy Pete Harvey, and calling back the names of your ancestors and asking them to reconnect with you and be a part of your life. And it's a good thing that they should come back and present themselves, because they are the main ones that have interest in your life, and they're the ones who will fight for you, and they're the closest thing to heaven that you'll ever get. Now, we would like to offer up a prayer for those young couples who are young newlyweds. It's on my heart to pray for those young couples who don't have role models. And it's also on my heart to pray for the youth, so that the youth may spring up and they may take this legacy and they will run with it. Lord, it's my intention that every time I pick this mic up, that I may remember it is not the elders who will carry this endeavor, but our youth. And we must make sure that we hollow out time and space to call our youth to the forefront so we can exemplify and role model for them. As we role model sending these signatures out on the ocean or on the lake, may these young people understand the benefit of holding rituals near and dear to them. May they understand that it is your forefathers who leave behind a legacy, and that for you to become strong, young ones, you must take the legacies, not only hide them in your cabinets, but take them out during ritual times and introduce them to your family and keep them alive. And keeping hope alive, you shall keep the name of your family alive. And it's very important that our young people should stand up and demonstrate these rituals so that we as elders can sit back and watch and see our children be able to stand before us and enter into greatness by speaking on our behalf when we can no longer speak anymore. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to be able to bring this particular black history to the forefront where our young people can stand out front. May they forevermore stand on our shoulders as they begin to carry the torch. And we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for going on that talking cure with me as I sent the signatures out on the water. It's important that you should understand that in March of the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, we will have a whole ritual that will be done for African New Year's, and we will be presenting signatures out on the water. Our location has not been confirmed yet, but we will be making that announcement, and we're going to ask people to come from all over the diaspora as we send the signatures out on the water. And this is a ritual every year we do where we meet up at a location where people come from all over the diaspora, and we meet up for that New Year morning, probably around 6 in the morning, from all over to offer prayer and to pray the New Year in for the Africans. And at the same time, I profess that it's important to send the signatures out on the water. We cast our fruit to the water, and we ask God to bless us and to give us great substance. And we send out the request to our elders and our ancestors as we put the names on the pieces of fruit and the flowers and send them out over the ocean or out over the lake. And that is a ritual that we keep. And as I told you before, it's very important that we should keep rituals, and we should also understand the curses that have to be broken in our lineage and our race of people and in our culture. It's very important that our young people understand that these are not just prayers where we're begging God, but these are traditions that we're passing on, traditions of our fathers, if you want to say that. It's very important that you young people should understand that we've hollowed out this space for you, and this space being hollowed out for you, we want you to be able to stand strong. Now, how many of you are youngsters out there that can pick up this line and call that number, 646-478-0270? Pick that line up and call in. Our chat rooms are open. I'll answer your questions, but at the same time, I want you to be able to answer the question. If I should fall, who will pick the torch up? Who will pick the torch up? If the man next to you should fall, will you pick the torch up and carry it? Will you carry on the legacy of reciting the ancestors' names and calling on them and doing the rituals? You must make that pledge, young people, to your family. And there must be one in the family that is eager enough to leave the family once the elders are gone. We will make that transition. And you don't have to get old to make the transition. But these elders, it's definite for sure, we will make that transition. In about 20 more years, a lot of us won't be on the face of this earth. And we will make that transition. But the young people have to be properly trained so that they can take the initiative to step in. And just as I told you, you must understand that there are some curses that have been put up on your families and on you individually. And it's up to you to break these curses. And we talked about the curse of racism and the curse of slavery. And the curse of slavery is being talked about all over the world now. Should it have happened? Was there a way to prevent it? And nevertheless, because it has happened, we do not want that catastrophe or that major myopha to repeat itself. So we try to prevent from having the same mistakes that will present itself that will cause us to have to go into slavery again. Now, there's rumors of wars everywhere, and there's talk of wars with the Chinese and the Russians, and possibly American being a part of a war. Those are major catastrophes also, and there are curses, too, that we have to pray for and break. America can't stand another war. We are already at war with our economic system right now, and we're fighting off the woes of the economic problems right now so that we can get back on top again. But nevertheless, young people, I want you to understand that you walk into these curses, and sometimes it's not your fault. Sometimes the curses that have been put on your family is not your fault. The curse of poverty, the curse of lack. I want you to know that you do not have to accept these curses. You can break the curse by taking the steps to do the proper rituals to break the curses so that they will be broken down to the thousand generation. You have to understand that your mothers may be living a life of curses from being on welfare one generation after the next. You can break that curse. You can say and purpose in your heart that it will not continue in another generation as long as you're alive. But your words are not enough, ladies and gentlemen. Young people, your words are not enough. You must perform ritual in order to set precedence and demonstrate to God that you are mimicking what he has promised. Most of the things in the Bible that God has promised you, young people, go find all the promises that God has made to you. And go find all the curses that were embarked upon you, such as the curse of Ham. And looking at the curse of Ham and you being an example of Ham, being the black people of the race, Marilyn Hickey has told us that black people were not cursed. And that exemplification of Ham being black and the race of people being cursed that were black is wrong. It was not that way at all. The people of Ham were not cursed. It says, cursed be Canaan, who wasn't born yet. And it was a curse of leprosy. So black people, you were not a part of that curse. Quit carrying that burden on your back. Quit accepting that. And you must stop telling your children that we were cursed through the curse of Ham. That curse was not meant for you. Some curses we've taken on that are not ours, and we must give them back. We must break those curses through taking a bowl of water, speaking our breath into those bowls of water with the salt in it, with the salt being able to break the curse, and speaking whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure over that water. In each one of your rooms to break the curses. Some of your children are breathing the atmosphere of curses because they think that there's no way that their family can make it, as if they are failing at everything. You have to break these curses that you feel that are here to plague you. I read you the story about little Bad A. John. That was a prime example of a mother being superstitious, thinking all the curses were going to come upon her because Bad A. John's behavior, and that they brought curses to the family. You have to think things that be not as though they were. You have to speak things that are positive over your life. You cannot go on speaking the negative curses and living out these curses when, in fact, Jesus was the mercy seat. Oh, Romana was the mercy seat. He was the ultimate. He held all of those sins up under him, and as well as the curses of the law, he held all those, and he was the ultimate sacrifice. So why must you live under these curses? Why must you continue to perpetuate these curses when, in fact, you have been brought with the price? So because you were brought with the price, you do owe a debt back to society. That means you must worship in spirit and truth. You must take time out, young people, for worship. And I don't mean partying, but truly worshiping God. I'm not just saying being a member of the church and having membership and being a bench warmer and a Bible thumper. I'm saying have a relationship with God where you go to him in spirit and truth and you sit and meditate and hear from God, because meditating is a behavior modification. You will get results. You must understand that as you become older, you put away the things of childish children and become like adults. And understand that we're looking to see our youth take this mantle and run with it. But we will soon grow old, and we will soon be no more. We will decrease while you increase. So it's very important that we should leave a legacy for you, young people, that you must take over the process of doing the signatures on the water and the libation. And as we give you this mantle today, we'd like for you to come into the Care to Read room and petition Omi to be a part of the rituals, and I will hand you the torch, and I will hand you the water, and you will take the position of leadership. This is how we do it in families, if we haven't forgotten. We educate our youth to step up to the plate. This is Black History Month. It's time that we should teach our youth so that when next year comes around, some of us might not be here. Then who will carry the torch if I should fall? And who will carry the torch if your brother should fall? Who will carry the torch? Who will pick up the mantle? We all must be ready to pick up the mantle, young and old. And it's very important that our young people understand that you truly are part of this thing. Young people, you are a part of this thing. Just as sure as you are sitting in your seat today, your parents must tell you that your training and tutelage must prepare you to step up your game, to take the leadership role in the household, and to carry prayer through the family, as well as carrying the torch of your ancestors. Now, I'm teaching you so that you will know that if you didn't get it at home, you could get it here in the Care to Read room. Now, do you care to read? I've been talking about the miseducation of the Negroes all week. But for you young people, it is your assignment that I want you to go out and get the people that could fly, the American Black Folklore by Virginia Hamilton, illustrated by Leo and Diane Dillon. Read this book and memorize these stories. These are your ancestor stories. Then the African-American literature book and the anthology of nonfiction, fiction, poetry, and drama by Demetria Woolley and Jesse Perry, Jr., and forwarded by Nikki Giovanni. Read this book. These are stories that you can put in your repertoire and call on in the time of trouble. These are stories that your ancestors left you behind that you must have a grip on. Traditional heritage is very important for you young people. As we give you the torch today, we give you the light to light the way. And we ask you to stand forward with us today as we gather together and come together to make sure that each and every one of our young people has been trained and knows exactly what's expected of them. We don't call you forward to make you stumble and fall, but we want you to be strong taskmasters and hard taskmasters as we carry the torch into the next generation. Get ready for the coming of the African celebration in March, and be ready to pour the first libation as we go out and send the signatures on the water. I call each and every one of you to this room and say that this room has been set aside for you, and we anoint you and appoint you to do the job here in this room. And we want you to know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And it's very important that you to be a part of this as we get ready to get ready for the new year. The new year will be set upon us, ladies and gentlemen, and we must have access in the new year, and we must be a part of the new year. And ladies and gentlemen, please take your children and set them aside and train them so that they can be ready for this new millennium. As we get ready to go out of here, and going out of here means we will see you again tomorrow as we present the signatures on the water. Stay tuned. Good evening.
Thank you.